Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome to the Celestial Show. Hot show tonight. We have a special guest in the house, my FGS. And what is an FGS? It's a fairy god sister. Yes. Alita McClelland is in the house. So excited to welcome her in. I could feel her dancing over there, holding down Washington State. Yeah, we were dancing to Sherry Marie, Time to Shine. And if there's anybody who reminds me to get my shine on, it's Alita. So I really wanted to welcome her into the house, which is kind of like an anniversary show for me on Life Conversations Radio. 4 years ago today, I made my first call. I called in 347-426-3346 and pressed 1, and the journey just took off from there. So let me let you know, if you want to continue getting your shine on, where you can find Sherry Marie. You can find her at sherrymarie.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. And yes, she is a love goddess. The phone lines are, well, I see so many ones. I see you people. We're not going to keep you holding long. I just want to talk to my girl a little bit, you know. I want you to get a little taste of Alita. And if you have not heard her before, you're welcome. I'm just going to let you know right now, you're welcome. And you will continue to listen to her. Because there is nothing like a down-home, full of love, energetic, ranging in abilities that I'm not even going to try to list all of them. Start off with astrology, empath, psychic, intuitive, counselor. There's more, though. There's more. And you're going to feel the love when she gets on the line. But before we get to that, I'm going to give you a quick housekeeping, okay? So this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a conversation with Alita. Hey to all you in the chat room, I see you, and I know April Joy is out there somewhere. My guests in the chat room, if you want to join a conversation, all you got to do is sign in the Blog Talk Radio, get your get your name, and then you can actually type in the chat room to interact with us. However, if you want a reading tonight and there's lots of people lined up, you got to call in 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. So we're going to have like a little salt and pepper girls night out tonight. That's what the show is about tonight. Letting go, putting the boss on pause, putting the kids on pause, putting your man or a woman on pause. You are going to enjoy some me time. You deserve it. Oh, you so deserve it. I feel you all. I know. It has been a crazy time, and we're getting ready to switch into fall. That's coming up. It's called Maybon or Mabon, but it's fall, you know. So for those of us, it's already chilly on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. I ran out a little bit. I had to go get some food for the girls' nights out, you know. And so I was like, wow, I need a jacket. Okay, bye, summer. But it's all right, because summertime is always in our hearts when we stay connected, okay? So let me give you a little bit about what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, and then I am going to bring in my fairy god sister, Alita McClelland, in the house. Oh, I can't wait. All right. So first of all, I want to thank the man who's checking IDs at the door. He's the head of our network. That's Life Coach Today. So say hi to him. You call in, because he'll be the one screening the calls. But to get a taste of his flavor, join him on Mondays from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here. Tomorrow he'll have on Dr. Richard Moss. Are you ready to fall in love? Ooh, I'm ready. No, I'm not. But we'll listen to them and hear what they have to say about it. And then on Tuesday mornings, you can catch Life Coach Today at his other home, on 12radio.com, Soul Food for Your Consciousness. He comes on every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Come on back on Tuesday night for Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. And then on Wednesdays, the last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today at 12 p.m. Eastern. And on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, you can check out Ambassa Safira on the play experience, passionately loving and appreciating you. And you got me on Sunday nights for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. For more information about all these shows, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, give you a little bit of background about how this show was birthed, just a little bit, because I'm waiting for my girl. I just want her in here. You know, I decided that it was definitely time to have more fun in my life, and I was checking out my sister on her show, Alita's Audacity, and I was like, yes, it's time for me to play with Alita on the public airwaves. It's time. So that's how Girls Night Out got created. The number 3 is the energy of the day, and it's the number of creativity, and I wanted to celebrate it, and I wanted to explore all the gifts of the divine feminine energy embodied in the Empress. So when did Alita become so audacious? And am I really so celestial? Those answers are going to be revealed tonight when I bring my sister on. You are welcome to join us in the merriment, and we'll do some readings too. We're going to have a quick conversation, though. Yeah, I got to introduce you, let you feel her energy, her funk. Yes, this is a funky woman right here. I really want to say chick, but I don't know if that offends her or not. But I mean that in the most loving of ways. She is a cool chick. I love this woman. So let me tell you a little bit more about her, and then we're going to bring her in. So Alita has a wide range of abilities. As a lifelong intuitive empath with 25-plus years experience in astrology, she loves combining the psychological study of your astrological chart with the psychic claircognizance she brings to every reading. Alita likes to describe astrology as, and get this, I love this. I really want you to tune in when I say this. Astrology is described as the love letter your soul wrote before you were born, offering you insight, direction, and in times of need, strength, validation, and empowerment. Every astrological chart maps a life being lived on target with purpose. She specializes in offering practical and immediate tools and insights into any life situation. Alita's work releases the barriers that stand between thinking about and living your heart's individual and global vision. So family, I want you to please welcome to the house my FGS, fairy god sister, Alita McLennan. Hello!
How'd you know I was dancing? Shine, shine, shine.
Because we're related. We're related.
How'd you know I was dancing? Flapping dance. Okay, we're on the air. Okay, I'll come with you now. Oh, yeah. Hi, honey.
See what I mean?
Hello, darling.
See what I mean? Honey, I'm so glad you could join me tonight on a celestial show. And we have people who want readings, and I want them to get a taste of you, too. So we're going to do a little salt and pepper here, which means we're going to have a little bit of conversation, and then we'll bring in somebody for a reading, if that's okay with you.
Oh, you know that's okay with me.
That feels good. Oh, I'm so happy you're not offended by the word chick. I love chick. I'm over the PC stuff. I'm over it. This is a cool chick. This is my funky chick. She says darling and sweetie, and you believe it. And that's the thing, Alita, because so many of us, when we're communicating with people, you know, I don't know if we're as truthful in our language as it's coming out. But with you, it's all integrated. Every single time I hear you, hello, my lovelies, I feel so embraced and so loved because you're the real thing.
Because I really do. I really do love us. I think that every one of us living right now is very, very courageous. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much that's opening up and there's so much that's mysterious. And I admire us all for being here. And so I do, and I'm an old chick, so it's like everybody's my baby. So you're my little sister.
Ever. I was about to call you my fairy godmother, and I was like, no, Alita's too funky for that. I mean, not that you're not a mom. That's a big part of your life, too, and you share it in the esoteric work that you do and the loving way that you lift up your son and his vibration, and it's just motivated me. But let's start at the beginning. You know what? I don't know. Where are you from? And don't give me a planet.
Okay. Well, Earth. And I grew up outside of Princeton, New Jersey, up in a lot of country. But you know what? This journey, honestly, for me, it's always been about the struggle to be what you just described, to be that real person, because the family that I grew up in does not believe in, although they are all intuitives and they're all empaths, they don't believe in that. They don't believe in astrology. They don't believe in the psychic stuff. They believe in logical linear, even though they always sneak over to me to get readings.
You too. You have family like that too. Okay.
They're sneaking in again.
So let me ask you something. So we got this New Jersey girl. I love it.
A lot of Jersey.
A lot of Jersey. Well, that's where the funk comes from, clearly. I love it. But I want to ask you, though, not just about, you know, so your family didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
It's girls' night out. So then I'm going to have to ask you about your first time. I'm so bad. Let me ask you about your first time of catching on to your own gift. Where did you go? How did you?
Oh God, I was so hoping you were going to ask me about my first time having sex, because you know.
That's
like, yeah, Celeste, yes, yes, yes. John, shout out to John. You know who you are.
Wow. That's
he just had a birthday,
right,
and he knows who he is. And boy, were we clumsy. I will tell you what about that first time. But the other that was not – we were not talking about goddess. That was like, what is this thing? What do you do? Okay. All right, so the first time with the esoteric, get serious, Celeste. What are you doing? You're laughing.
Girls' night out, man. I told everybody to put everything on pause. I didn't realize that meant me, too. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay,
I just had to hold on my broom tighter. Go ahead.
This stuff started happening to me when I was so young. I remember way back when I was 3. I mean, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I started having dreams where this woman, talk about girls' night out, this woman who is an older woman, she was probably like 19 or 20 or ageless, came to me during my dreams. And she took me literally into the future. She took me into the neighborhood surrounding me in the present, that present. She started teaching me things that I started to try to describe to my mother. So,
wow.
You know, there's 3-year-old little Alita in the bathtub saying, last night I was shown how to feel other people's feelings, you know. And it was then, and so they wanted to shut that down very quickly because it was startling. It was startling that was happening, except it wasn't for me because as far back as I can remember, it was happening. So I don't remember the exact first time. It's not like John. I remember John. I don't remember the exact first time, the esoteric, spiritual, the stuff that isn't described in our culture very often came up. It was always built in. It was always part of the weave, even though it was really resisted by my family.
And so how were you able to nurture your gift and not suppress it? Like, I hear so many people, you know, these psychic, beautiful rainbow children around the world talking about, and let me stop hiding behind them. I can remember realizing that I was hearing things and learning real quick. Don't say that because people look at you funny. So what did you do to become so audacious, honey?
This is where astrology is kind of useful because I have the same sun sign as the rising sign, which is the time you're born. And that rising sign is there to give you some kind of mask to hide behind. And since I have the same sun sign and rising sign, I don't have much of a filter and much of a mask. And the nice way of saying it is I don't have much of a mask, but I don't have that much of a filter. So I ran into stuff, but I also... Part of what I always believed in, and you know this is actually part of the culture of my family, is no bullshit, no bullshit, no bullshit. So for me to be no bullshit, I had to not be lying about what I was experiencing. And I ran into walls all the time. I just kept running into them. And I shut down the language of calling it intuition or even empathy or certainly calling it psychic work for a very, very long time, and was kind of pushed into doing it professionally by people around me who said, you know, this is what you're doing. Did you know that? So I shut down the language of it, but I don't remember a time when I really shut it down. But I got quiet. I got quiet about the language, didn't you, darling? You just said you did too.
Oh, yeah. I escaped, though. I escaped through. I had a mom who has a mom. She's on the other side. She's one of my guides. I had a mom, though, who she's a Cancer, and my mother was all into fairy tales and plays and movies. And so I started acting.
You and I were talking about this.
Mm-hmm. I started acting.
Yes, this is one of our other sisterhood things, yeah.
You know, and actors and actresses for me are amazing channelers, the good ones.
Yep.
I mean it just like that, the good ones, the great ones. And I had a love affair with Richard Harris, and I don't think my mom fully understood that I really meant that I'm his wife, and my king is coming to Washington, D.C., and I must see him. I didn't say it like that. What I said was, Mom, Richard Harris is coming to National Theater, and he's giving a press conference. Can we go? And she never said no to my ideas. But that was an outlet for me. If I didn't have that, I don't know what in the world I would be doing now. I have no clue. But my energy, and I believe this, my little girl energy of watching Camelot and falling in love with the whole Camelot story, which led me into all these other stories and myths and fairy tales, pulled Richard Harris's energy so much that he pulled me up on his stage to ask him questions directly, because I was being ignored at this press conference, and I was getting angry because that was my man up there, and I meant it. And I dated an Irish man just to make up for that energy for a year.
You just told me this story just a couple of days ago, so I want you to tell the people how old you were when your husband, Richard Harris, pulled you up on stage because you were interviewing him, and you were how old?
I think I was eight. I was so angry, you know, because there's all these, you know, professional journalists there. And I was a journalist for my elementary school newspaper.
That's where you were.
For me. See, look, even I knew how to have an identity, you know. I was like, well, I can't let him know that I'm your wife. You know, I could tell him that. I was like, you know, like, no, I'm a journalist. And, yeah. So I was getting so angry because nobody was answering my questions. I raised my little hand up, and they kept ignoring me. And I guess my anger, he felt it. And he said, hey. He stopped the whole thing. And he goes, who are you? And I'm like looking around, me? Yes, you. And he goes, wait a minute, before you say anything else, I'm going to need a chair, and I need you to come here, and you sit right here beside me. And anytime you have a question, you just tug on my, man, that man don't even know what he did for me. I never forgot it, but the other part of the story that I never said, that I say more in my public life now, is I was serious. King Arthur was my man, and that was it, and I was going to meet my king. And I have my own audience even after. So I, all things Irish, I'm down for. I did some genealogy, found out about other names that I have and past life stuff. It was crazy. But I love it. I love it. And I love that little girl that I used to be because there are times that I have to remember to pull on her energy. And that's why I enjoy you so much, because your energy is mature. I will say this, because I can already feel you go, you call me mature? I'm like, yes, it's mature because you know how to use it. But it's so childlike and innocent, and you allow us to play. So I want to find out, in your everyday life, before you were a psychic, what else did you used to do?
Well, this is you know, the sisterhood of the traveling Richard Harris wife. You know, I too, my mother was enthralled with movies and movie stars, and my mother was so shy she couldn't get up on stage. And, honey, nobody's ever been able to make me stop talking. Also, when I was three, a lot of stuff happened when I was three. I haven't thought about this.
I love that number. But three is the energy of the day.
Yeah. I was at a big family party, and I stood up on a table, and now when I think about it, that was my Aunt Marion's really nice table, and I'm amazed at how kind they were to me. And I stood there and started telling this long, involved, somewhat made up, probably mostly channeled story, because you and I both know there are lots of other realms that kind of come through us and
yes.
other lifetimes and information that isn't acceptable here, but it's going on. So it gets to be in the realm of movies. It gets to be in the realm of quote-unquote imagination. I was certainly told I had a huge one. And I found theater where I could stand on a stage and be all these other people, but I knew it was channeling. I knew I felt it, the connection to whoever the author was, and this sublime connection to the other people on the stage, and that palpable thing when you connect to the audience. And I always tell students who come to me who want to learn about their gifts, about being psychic and being intuitive, I always tell them to go take a couple of acting classes, because it is a clear way to open up the conduit we all have inside of receiving information and being what we call psychic, but really I tend to call it being a conduit, being a receiver, and then being able to speak it. And acting, you know, there are, it's just such a pure, simple, playful, playful way to open that, to open that zone up. So I'm, sister, I am not at all surprised when you said that the other day when we were talking. I wasn't at all surprised that you had been involved in theater, too. It just makes such total sense. Although, you know, you can have Richard Harris. It's okay.
Really?
Who am I going to go for? Let's see.
Who are you going to go for?
I'm going to, I don't know. I kind of want to run Hobbiton.
Wait a minute. Who? What?
Hobbiton. I think that's what it's called, like Lord of the Rings, the town with the
Hobbits.
Oh,
yeah.
The, not town, the world, the zone, Hobbiton. But, oh, I know. I always wanted to be the women of Avalon. I wanted to be the women of the island, the mystical islands, where the magic was made sacred and secret and was protected.
Yes, one of my favorite books, Miss of Avalon, the retelling of the Arthurian
legend.
Go ahead. We are sisters.
We are sisters. We are like, who cares who the mother was?
Right?
And
I was mad at, what's her name, Guinevere. We are talking about, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, we've just stepped into, at the round table, okay? Guinevere was King Arthur's wife. I, however, always fancied myself Lady of the Lake, and I always felt like the Lady of the Lake should have hooked up with King Arthur, because she would have never betrayed him. Okay, I'm done.
Right, or at least, you know, there were a lot of kind of political overtones to the whole thing, because it was all about Christianity taking over from paganism and kind of putting down paganism. But it's an amazing story, because the magic that's absolutely accepted in quote-unquote paganism, but, you know, accepted in a whole lot of lineages, kind of even in that story, it was like they couldn't fully put it down.
No.
Even though that's so much the core of that whole Arthur, the whole Arthurian legend has this undertone of pagan, no, democracy, yeah, pretty much, with a king.
Yeah, and I'm listening to your birds going off in the background. The birds, no. They're like, oh, they're on it. They're not talking about us. Yes, we are, because where would we be without our feather friends, our Isis powerful energy, that it was rebirthed into Mother Mary and all of these other energies. See, that's why I love catching that story, even if it was Camelot. Okay, see.
Camelot's a great story. It's a great story. It's deep. And, yeah, these birds, it's I have always connected to every creature. I just do fur, feathers, skin. It's all good. But these guys are so aware of energy and love. And can you hear, like, right now he's talking kind of gently but consistently, because he's loving our energy. If we said BS, he'd get loud. He'd be like
I love it. Well, look, we're going to take
a quick break, and then we're gonna. We've got Sharon in Ohio who would like a general reading. Okay, so we'll get
to Sharon.
Hi, Sharon from Ohio, and hey, April Joy, I got your bubbly, honey. I'm pouring it. Can you see me? Okay. All right. Yes, we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev. D., the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sofira, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where I have the beautiful, audacious Olita McClellan in the house, having so much fun. And this is the part of the show when we are going to be doing some readings. And you know what? And when we're done with our first reader, Olita, you have got to tell my listening audience, especially on Girls Night Out, about, what is it, Venus and Virgo, trine Pluto. Do we want that? Yes or no? but hold that for now. We're going to welcome Sharon into the house. That's a setup.
I'm sorry, sis.
We want it all. We want it all. Now.
Said I heard my name on the ring. My goodness. Whoa. Hi.
Welcome to Girls Night Out. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. We have the beautiful Alita here. I understand you have a general reading question.
Okay. If you see anything significant coming up for me, you know, anything that stands out, like within the, you know, towards the end of the year. Did you need my birthday or anything?
You know, I'd love your birthday, but I have to tell you that there's financial stuff that's kind of smoothing.
Thank you. Oh, I want to hear what you're going to say. Go on.
Just go on and on and on there. The word that came up was smoothing. It was like, you know, I was watching these ripples and stuff, and it's smoothing out. It's easing out and raising up. It's got to do that smoothing out first. And it is. And that was the first thing that came through.
It's been tight for me all year, but I've made it on top. Okay, you're right about that, but there's got to be a reason why it's going to smooth out. Okay.
Well, the other thing that came through was I've used this word so many times recently. I kept asking. I kept saying, okay, do you mean that word? And they said, yes, creativity. It's like I feel like you are about to be rewarded for your creativity and have access to creativity in a way that feels, because when I look at your energy, what I feel like I have seen is you've had to kind of put your creativity to the side and behind other people's and not as out in front as it should be. And
not even creativity, just skills, period. Okay.
Well, I have a, that's why I kept asking about the word creativity, because I have a very broad definition. I argue with my husband about that word.
Oh, no. I understand.
Because he keeps saying he's a fabulous cook, and he keeps saying he's not creative, and I keep saying, thank you, Jesus, you are. You are creative. Oh, Lord, are you creative with the cooking?
It comes in so many other, in so many different ways. I know. I know what you mean.
Right, and it's that feeling that happens. It's that state of being that happens when you know that your not even skills, your creativity, the part of you that can make something out of thought, out of nowhere almost, and can bring it into fruition. You've had this, you know, I feel like I'm looking at the horse kind of pawing the ground saying, can we get going on it? And I feel like you will be, that this kind of being to the side, being behind, being almost in other people's shadows sometimes. It's as if the curtain's going to be pulled back and this stuff that's in you is coming out and informs that I want you to be in touch with me, because it's like I want you to say to my face, girl, that it's not creative, because it is. It's so creative, and it will create more of that in you, because I feel like when I see your energy, it's almost like you've been saying to yourself, you know, I can do this when this is okay. It's what I call the Cinderella stepmom taking over in our own head. You know, you can go to the ball, you can do this when this other thing is done. And it's releasing. It's almost like you don't believe that anymore. And there's something inside of you saying, I'm going to go to the ball, leave me alone.
That, you know what?
And that's happening.
You hit the point exactly. I've been looking for employment. That's what I've been looking for all year. And that's why so you do see my finances getting better, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I have been
you're
tight, oh, my God, all year, you know.
Yeah.
So you must see a job coming then by the end of the year.
Literally creativity. I mean, it's like it's not just a job. It's that you feel the parts of yourself that you feel like you've been, like I said, the Cinderella stepmom thing of I can do this when the job comes in is basically it.
Exactly.
But it's that you feel this opening up of the other parts of yourself too, that you feel that kind of exhale, but it's not just a financial exhale. It's a exhale of
to be myself.
I have this in. Yeah, I have this in me. This is me. I have this in me, and this, and this, and this, and this. Yeah, I do feel that happening for you.
Oh, that is so powerful. And Sharon, I pulled the tarot card while Alita was downloading, and I have this very beautiful woman, completely nude. This girl's night out, but that's okay. That means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, right? It's about releasing. It's about you, not only just the creativity, but there's some question, too, around you creating the space for yourself to allow the creativity to come out. I don't know if you do chakra work at all, but this is one of my favorite cards. It's the Four of Swords, and it's this woman sitting in a tent. She put the Four of Swords around herself to create the space for the creativity to happen, and the chakras are all lined up on her back. So with the smoothing also comes more balance for you personally. So I don't know how you're doing with your boundaries, but make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to allow it in your life. It's coming out this way. If there are any haters around you, they got to go bye-bye. You need good stuff around you right now to prepare for this next phase that Alita's talking about. I'm not talking about walking around trying to figure out who's doing what.
I know.
I'm just talking about you sensing energy. If it doesn't feel good to you, honey, let it go. Let it go. Because it's blocking your flow. But I see good stuff too, Alita. It's a beautiful card.
Good, because this is a woman who has earned it already.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's already present.
I know.
And you've put it in. You've put in the time in life. You've put in the, literally, you've put in the work already.
So the job is probably going to have a little bit of creativity behind it. But, you know, it does, though. I mean, I work with numbers, but there's always stuff that I have to do creative in the job also, you know.
Oh, good Lord. There is not just one kind of creativity. Just that's what I meant when I was saying the thought flow that's been backed up inside of you.
That's the message right there. I haven't been myself all year. Do you feel this is going to happen by the end of the year, my dear?
Where are we? September, October, November, December. It feels close. It feels tight.
I know you're not God.
Yeah, and I also sometimes I feel like I don't want to give a time frame because I find myself muttering under my breath, "Oh come on, do better than that. Do better than that, universe."
I understand.
Mm-hmm. But don't miss the changing of the season. That's a really powerful time. And Sharon, when we get off the line with you, there's also this hot, you know, I was playing with Sister Alita here about Venus and Virgo and China.
I am a Virgo.
Oh,
I'm a Virgo. Yeah, my rising sign is Gemini. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is nice. Okay. This is a sweet time. It's a gentle and concise time for those with that beautiful sun. And also, darling, on the 24th we have a new moon, and it's a new moon in Libra, but it's a really good time to settle into that soft, gentle place that you hold for yourself, because you can be very, very critical of yourself and settle into that gentle, gentle place and say, this is what I'd like, which I know you've said before, but also do that piece where you say, you know, I do deserve this. That's what I meant when I was saying you've already done this work. You've already done the work to bring these things in so many ways and done the life work. You've given a lot, girlfriend. And
I don't even want to go there. I know.
I know. It's like, boy, the bank is full. And you are owed it back. You know, it's like you've already put into the bank and it owes you. So that new moon on the 24th, I want you to sit in that, even if you have to, like, say it to believe it. You know, what is it? Like, I can't remember that phrase, but it's a really good one. It's like, oh, yeah, fake it till you make it. Even if you have to sit there and say, I deserve this. I deserve this.
Yeah.
Damn it, I deserve this.
Say
it till you. Yeah, I know you feel it. There you go. Because that's a good time to allow that energy to build and allow it in and allow it to have that ripple forward.
To happen. Okay, the bottom line is finances are going to be better. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and it affects everything else, too.
Thank you.
There's a ripple.
Thank you.
I love
so
it.
Much,
Sharon, thank
you
so much for calling in. We really appreciate you loving your journey. And Sharon's question is a powerful question for all of us. Alita, we have someone else lined up. Joy Grace Harmony. I met her at Agape this year. She wants to know, Joy Grace, say hello to Alita. And hi, sisters.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, sweetie.
Oh, she's a love bunny. You can feel it coming through.
Yes.
All right, Joy, you want to know what can you do to focus on world peace? Am I understanding that question right?
Well, there's a lot of negative stuff in the news, and I do my best not to pay attention to it, but I am staying at a friend who watches a lot of the Fox Network, and so there's an incredibly large amount of negativity on the Fox Network, and I don't know about the other ones, but that's the one that's on quite a bit, and so, you know, I just like to be able to, I don't know, say the right prayer to maintain, you know, to send good thoughts and love and joy and harmony to the rest of the world.
Oh, what a darling. What a darling. Okay, I can almost stop myself from saying my nasty joke, but I'm not going to be able to stop myself. So what I want you to do is smash her TV, darling.
Alita.
Okay, well, the real answer.
You won't let me do that. But trust me, I you know, yes, I understand.
I am teasing you. That's what girlfriends do.
That's what we do.
Or run away. Run away is good too. But actually, here's a piece of it that is the real heart piece. We were never constructed to be beings that could take in all that's going on all over the place. We were constructed to take in about a 20-mile radius tops in our whole lifetime and to take in what was going on very face-to-face in that and to participate in it. And what happens to us psychologically when we're put in the position of seeing things going on in the world but we can't do anything about it is it goes against everything in our human heart. And it starts to feel like we're not participating. It starts to feel like it's hopeless and hard. And the reality is this whole species is going through a metamorphosis, my beautiful, beautiful love. And all of this stuff, what, love?
No, I was agreeing with you. Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff that's coming up, it's about taking a deep breath and saying, all right, before a fever breaks, you sweat and stink. It really is, because really, truly, this species has never caught up to the size and the technology and the breadth of its span, of its ability to connect and also be disconnected. And we're in a time where so many systems are breaking down in order to be reconstructed to fit what we've developed into. And beautiful, beautiful, sensitive beings like you are going to be A, feeling it, and B, holding the space for it to open up and fit and really be the species that can embrace the size that we've developed into. And if you know that, then you will ache for the things you see, but you will also know. You will say, oh, this too is part of the fever burning off. And always, 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 if there's some kindness, it's like, you know, there is this, God, it's gorgeous, and I wish I could give credit to the right African tribe. There is, I believe it was an indigenous South African tribe that came from the principle of, if it is not good for everyone, do not do it. And in our hearts, that's where we live. And each of us individually can actually start to move towards that and see how we can implement that in our own lives, which is a powerful shift to that other energy.
All right. Thank you.
Well, hold up. Because this girl is out of control. Because I pulled a card for you, Joy Grace, while she was talking. And I pulled up the Sun of Wands. And the Wands and Mother Peace Tarot cards are African, okay?
Mm.
And so there's this really playful, clown-like, sacred man, son dancing, and he's delighting a mother and her son
Sometimes people, when they see him, they go, oh, he's a playboy. But I really don't look at him like that. I look at him as the sacred jester. We all have that energy of that sacredness of humor. So while you may be inundated right now in a space that you really can't control, what you can do also is feed yourself some of the sacred jester, fire, passion, energy. Look, I don't know if you have your own iPod or your own laptop. I would say for as much as you are hearing negative things, watch some things that will bring you some joy. I've got grown friends who color in coloring books, and I'm one of them. I have a pack of crayons. I get into that playful place. If you've got a room where you can turn the music on your iPod and dance around, that will shake the energy too. So while things are burning off, as Alita pointed out perfectly, and she brought in the African tribe, I'm looking at an African man who is dancing in the midst of the pain. And I dare say that that might be your calling as well, to bring us joy. Your name is Joy Grace, for goodness sakes.
I know.
Mm-mm.
You're the one to bring it.
What a beautiful name.
And I'm looking at my iPad right now. So, yes, I'm looking at happy things on Facebook, including your page. So there you go.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. So, you know, remember, you already know it. You already have access to powerful stuff. We, on purpose, are going to have to eat the good stuff. We're going to have to eat the good stuff. It's the vegetables, it's the humor, it's the whatever old movies, you know, lighten you up. There's power in choosing to change the channel in your own life.
Yeah.
Okay?
And to understand mm-hmm. that billions and billions and billions of souls are here for that, are here to change the collective channel. So it's, you know, when we look at all of this bigness, it's like, oh, my gosh, what can we do? It's like, well, billions and billions and billions of souls came in to change it. So nobody's alone doing this.
Awesome. What a powerful question. Thank you, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
So happy
Thank
to hear
you.
Your voice, honey. Oh, my God.
Happy to be on. Thank you.
Thank
what
you.
A dear, dear heart. Wow.
I know.
Your
can't
heart.
You feel it? She's absolutely
oh, yeah.
amazing. Can you believe how fast time is going on our girls' night out? I'm all right. I'm all right. Look, I want to give you some time. Thanks for the new moon and Libra tip, because I'm not an astrologer. Thanks for that hookup. But I asked you about that Venus and Virgo trine Pluto. Can you give us a little bit about that? And also let us know where we can hear more of your beautiful voice and inspirational messages during the week.
Oh, gosh. Yes, thank you and all of that. I love doing just what we're doing tonight, giving readings and assisting people at 12listen.com. where I am Alita, A-L-E-T-A, and I'm there every day. And if you don't see my smiling face, you can schedule a call with me. And there are no questions that are off limits, because life is big. And I love assisting people to find that moment where they say, oh, I've got this. Especially if they start out saying, oh, I don't have this. So I love assisting people to that place of, oh, yeah. I've got this. Ooh. So that's 12listen.com. And on Wednesdays at noon Pacific time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern time, and it's like somewhere in between in the middle of the country, I have a radio show on 12radio.com called Alita's Audacity. And we talk about everything. I do bring in the astrology, but we talk about life, and we talk about the way to benefit from the support that we might not know is there, where to find it, how to use it, what to do with it, and how to say, I've got it. And my Facebook page, and please, folks, come and friend me on Facebook. I love hearing from you. I am Alita McClelland on Facebook. Last name, MCCLELLAND. And once a week, I post an audio through a – I just love this group. It's called Inside Bainbridge. I happen to live on a beautiful island called Bainbridge, and there are these incredible women who put together this online newspaper magazine. It is worldwide, but it's focused on the island, but it doesn't focus on the island. It focuses on issues. And once a week, I create an audio tip that tells you about the astrological things going on, the energies going on, but it gives you, more importantly, I think, a tip how to benefit from them, how to use them and work with the energy so it does support you. And that's called the Astrology Weekly Update. And if you listen to that, if you go over to Facebook, Alita McClelland, and listen to that, it will talk about what you brought up, Celeste. I actually feel very strongly that this week is a kind of percolation week energetically. There have been a lot of very overt, big emotional energies that have been going on. And in a way, what this week does is let things go underground just a little bit to percolate. It's not that nothing is happening. A lot is happening astrologically. But it allow some time for people to get back, because there's a real seesaw going on between the Virgo sun energy and all these different moon energies and Venus energies that you brought up. You brought up the Venus energy. And the Virgo energy is very practical at this point and very much how can we analyze and understand this and make this realistic. And it's being counterbalanced by all these big dream, big ideas, big love, big energies that – oh, my God, I just looked at the time. Oh, that do this other stuff and bye-bye. No, that do this. that are vying for to be actualized, vying for birth into the world. But this week is a little quiet. It's kind of letting that gestation happen. And I've been telling people, let yourself enjoy what is. Because it's good to get to that place where you just kind of say, you know what, the big dream's there, the big stuff's there. I really like this piece of pie in front of me. I really like that sunrise. I really like my cat. I really like my pillow. I like my, you know, just that softness of what is a very gentle thing this week. And so I urge people to notice it and enjoy it. And now I want you to talk, sweetheart.
Well, I'm going to let them know that I enjoyed the astrology, the audio report so much. You can find it on the Celestial Show fan like page on Facebook. Also on my wall, Celeste Morgan, let's be friends. I'm so glad we had this girl's night out. Gotta do it again, Alita. You know? And I'm so very happy that you're in the world and you are my fairy god sister. Love to all of you. Thank you for listening. Enjoyed you so much. Join me next week. Don't forget to enjoy Alita as well next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.